Corsicans go to the polls Sunday in a closely watched referendum aimed at giving the troubled Mediterranean island greater self-governance. The French government hopes a yes vote could end more than 25 years of separatist violence. The vote promises to be close. Sunday's referendum in Corsica deals with a number of constitutional changes, including an offer of parity for women in the island's regional assembly. But the most controversial item appears to be a technical one that would collapse Corsica's two administrative departments into one. The aim is to concentrate local powers on the island and, separatist-minded politicians believe, mark the first step toward greater autonomy that they have sought for years. For the government of French Prime Minister Jean-Pierre Raffarin, offering the island limited self-rule would be one step toward ending years of bloodshed by Corsican independence fighters. Over the past 30 years, more than 9,000 bombings have been carried out, as well as a number of political assassinations. Among those was the 1998 killing of the French prefect to Corsica, Jean-Claude Erignac. 8 people are on trial in Paris in connection with that assassination, although the main suspect, Ivan Colonna, is still at large. French President Jacques Chirac has long been skeptical about giving Corsica greater autonomy, but he now backs the referendum. Still, the outcome is far from clear, since a number of Corsican lawmakers from Mr. Chirac's own party are urging voters to reject the measure. If the referendum fails, it would amount to a stunning defeat for Mr. Raffarin's government and the Prime Minister's goals of decentralizing other aspects of French decision-making. Etienne Schweizgood is an analyst at the Paris-based Center for the Study of French Political Life. He says Mr. Raffarin would be hard-pressed to find other alternatives if the Corsica referendum fails. A previous effort to grant the island limited autonomy was judged unconstitutional. The Corsican vote is being closely watched by other local autonomy movements in France, such as the Bretons and the Basques. It offers one limited step toward the kind of powers now enjoyed by local governments in Spain's Basque region, for example, or in Scotland. Daniel Kewen, an analyst at the Center for European Reform in London, says that as the European Union grows, so too will regional decision-making.
The Corsican example does fit into a general pattern across Europe. It's kind of ironic in a sense. On the one hand, you have more and more cooperation between different nation-state governments, different national governments, giving up certain powers to Brussels to run a common space. And on the other hand, you have a process going downwards and giving more power to regions.
But Mr. Schweizgood of the French Center believes that regardless of the outcome of Sunday's referendum in Corsica, France is unlikely to change its centralized political system anytime soon. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.